Fatah releases the Gaza Baptist Church in the wake of a peace accord. A church planting ministry reaches critical mass, and a 13th annual ministry conference this week goes Greek. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Gaza's Fatah-controlled police force has removed all officers stationed at the Gaza Baptist Church's building. That's due to a much-celebrated accord between rival factions in Gaza. Open Doors' Al Jansen says unlike the other aid agreements, this one has a chance to succeed.
I think the difference is the location where it took place. It was right across the street from the most holy site in Islam, and it was brokered by the king of Saudi Arabia. So I think those two things together would make it a lot harder for the leadership to easily break that accord.
There's a long way to go. Jansen urges prayer.
It's hard for the church to reach out and be a healing force in the community when many of its members haven't even had their own needs met. So we're hoping that we can help in some way with that so that people can go back to being the salt and light in that dark situation.
Meanwhile, Christians are beginning to gear up their efforts to help thousands of people left homeless by flooding in Mozambique. More than 30 people have already been killed as a result of the floodwaters. Food for the Hungry's Matt Ellingson describes the situation.
There had been 60,000 people who had been evacuated, and that another 100,000 people were in grave danger. But we are estimated that impacted population will be right around 300,000 people.
FHI is providing food and other emergency items through the local church, giving them opportunities to share their faith. He says if the rains don't ease, the situation will get worse, especially with dams upstream.
The operators of these dams may need to lift the floodgates on these dams because of structural integrity issues. If they have to do that, then the disaster will intensify greatly.
Your prayers and financial support are needed. Go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Critical mass describes the greatest number of people needed to trigger a phenomenon by the exchange of ideas. Global Advance's David Shibley says they've hit it with the growth of their ministry.
That which took us literally a decade to do from 1990 to 2000 really began to gather steam in the year 2000. And has continued to accelerate until now. There will be over 100 conferences this year.
25% of those conferences are led by national church leaders. Simplistically, Shibley says it's a lead and disciple concept. This year, they're not only working to equip pastors and marketplace leaders, but they're also adding the final component of the outreach. Shibley says they are the
wonderful pastors' wives who have been largely neglected, especially in the developing nations of the world. Now we are encouraging and equipping them, turning them into a prayer force for their nations.
Next, Grace Ministries International has created a unique cross-cultural missions experience for teens. In cooperation with Grace Bible College and Grace Gospel Fellowship, they've created Excite, empowering interchurch team experiences. Teams will be going to Puerto Rico and Costa Rica this summer. Each team will have an experienced adult leader and a trained college student leading physical work projects and evangelism outreach opportunities. Go to our website for details. And there are more than 750,000 American college students involved in the university Greek system. Yet, parachurch ministries are reaching a minority of them. To that end, fraternity and sorority students will be meeting this week for the 13th annual InterVarsity Greek Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina. The conference begins February 16th and runs through the 18th. It's a place where students discuss real-life issues and ministry action on U.S. college campuses. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid's making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features praise and worship for today's church. Songs like Enough, How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.